Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There have been a lot of parallels made between the 1980 presidential election when Ronald Reagan defeated Jimmy Carter in a landslide to where we are today in 2024. So will Joe Biden go down in defeat like Jimmy Carter did? And what parallels are there? We're going to talk to a man who was elected to the Senate in 1980 and has been serving ever since. That man is Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. He is a legend in the Senate, and I'm so honored to have him on the show. I have so many questions for him, but what we are going to talk to him about is, how is he so liked? We live in such a politically toxic world where everyone hates each other, but somehow conservatives love him, moderates love him, and even Democrats seem to love the guy. So how does he manage to do that? We'll also talk to him about that 1980 election. Does he think Donald Trump is going to have the same victory? And of course, we're going to get his take on his time as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee during that Supreme Court nomination of Justice, well, now Justice, Brett Kavanaugh. I could tell he was deeply troubled during that process. So we'll talk to him a little bit about that. And lastly, about the weaponization of government. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss this interview with a legend of the Senate and just a legend in life, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. Hi, Senator. It's such an honor to have you on the show. You're a legend, so I'm so excited about this.
I see you a lot of times on Fox News. Once in a while, I turn over to CNN to find out what the enemy's saying. And and Barbara Grassley just shouts out, "Why do we want to watch CNN?" So I'm forced to watch Fox all the time.
Well, Fox is great, you know. I wouldn't want to watch CNN either.
My staff has been telling me that you said your dad worked for the Appropriations Committee. What was his name?
So his name was Jeff Booth. And so he was a staffer on the Appropriations Committee in 1987. I think you were minority ranking member of one of the subcommittees.
Yeah, the one on military construction.
Something like that. But he has so much respect for you, and as do I. But everyone does. And that's the thing. You know, Democrats even seem to like you. Moderates seem to like you. Conservatives seem to like you. How do you manage to do that in today's politically toxic world?
Well, I think the institution of the Senate, with the requirement of a supermajority to stop debate before you get to finality on a bill, forces bipartisanship. And, you know, people would think I was bragging if I said I work in a bipartisan way, and I say that two ways. One, pretty difficult to prove, but there isn't a senator I dislike. And if anybody dislikes me, I don't want to know who their name is. And secondly, I refer people to the Georgetown University website to go on to click on to Senator Lugar's center. And once a year, they give index of bipartisanship in the United States Senate. And I've never worse off than 12th out of 100. And sometimes I've been as good as 5 out of 100. So I think that that centers shows that at least the surveys show that I work in a bipartisan way. And I think that's how you get along with very liberal people and very conservative people.
Have those relationships changed over the years? Is it more challenging for people to get along now?
Yeah, and it comes from the change of all most liberals being Democrat, and except for two or three Republicans, most of them conservative. You see, when I came to the United States Senate in 1981, there was probably 20% of the Republican caucus. You had moderates, a lot of people from New England, as one example, and Democrats had a few conservatives, mostly from the South. Then, as you know, the South had a lot of conservative Democrats, and so a lot of differences were worked out in the United States Senate within our caucuses. So when you went to the floor, things were kind of moderated. Now you don't do that in your caucus, and that's more difficult when you get to the floor. And so I think that has led to partisanship. Then the other thing is just the evolution of talk radio, the evolution of TV with all the channels we have, and then maybe even more so social media. And the most extreme views are expressed where 35, 40 years ago, or even 25 years ago, were not so expressed. Then I think some of it started, at least as far as our consideration of judges, with the Democrats feeling that George W. Bush stole the election in 2000, and Schumer and a bunch of other people, including led by Lawrence Tribe of Harvard, said, you know, we got to start taking ideological points of view of nominees to the Supreme Court, or the courts generally, into consideration, and it's all right to do that. And for 200 years before that, nobody ever thought of that. You looked at the qualifications of the judges, and you chose them based upon their qualifications and their independence and their temperament, and ideology didn't serve as a major goal. And so that's how we have become, on at least on judges, almost everyone, you got to have a cloture vote before you get to final passage. And so I think those things all added together has led to the partisanship that we have. And it's bad. And I don't think in my lifetime, I'm 90 years old, I don't think in my lifetime it's going to change. But I do think it's going to get back better as time goes on.
No, I hope so. And you had mentioned, you know, judges. You were obviously the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee during Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing. I could tell the way he was being treated and the character assassination directed towards him really bothered you. What do you think bothered you the most about it? You know, is there anything you can give us behind the scenes, or kind of what was going through your mind during all of that?
When Democrats tried to shut down the Kavanaugh hearing, I think, you know, you don't shut down a hearing. You can try to shut down an executive meeting of the committee, but not a hearing. So they kept trying to adjourn the hearing. And I decided to put up with it and fight it, but not fight it by gaveling people down, but by letting them talk. And probably irritated my Republicans more than I did the Democrats because they thought I ought to shut them up right away. But it takes longer to shut up people that are complaining than it is to let them talk it. So I, instead of a meeting, that first meeting getting over in by 2 o'clock, it got over, I guess, by 5 o'clock. So we wasted 3 hours, but they didn't run over me.
You had mentioned that you were elected in 1988 to the Senate, or 1980 to the Senate. Obviously, you were in the House before then. That was during the Reagan landslide against Jimmy Carter. Republicans had captured the Senate for the first time since 1954. A lot of people are comparing Joe Biden to Jimmy Carter and just the weakness of his numbers, the weakness of the state of the country. Do you see parallels between what you saw then in 1980 and what is happening now in the country heading into the 2024 election?
Yeah. Inflation, mostly. Higher interest rates was a big factor. And I think it's related to that, but how it affects the economy. Now, this administration is trying to say, well, interest rates have gone down from 9, a high of 9, to 3. They forget it was 1.4 when they took office. And what they want people to feel good about, like inflation is gone. Well, increase inflation is gone. But for a family of four in Iowa, I see the figure close to $7,000 a year. In the case of big cities, for a family of four, maybe $10,000 a year. That Biden inflation is branded into their family budget for the rest of their life. It's never going to go away, and that's pretty important. And then you've got this Biden border crisis is unlike anything we've seen before. It's unparalleled in American history, And that's a major issue as well. Now, you want me, I guess I just mentioned immigration. That was not a problem in the Carter administration, but it's surely a problem for this administration.
We're going to take a commercial break. More with Senator Chuck Grassley.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know, throughout the years, we just talked about what they did to Brett Kavanaugh and the left did to Brett Kavanaugh and the character assassination, the, you know, false allegations that they waged against him. We're seeing the government just become more weaponized against people, you know, what they're doing to Donald Trump. I know you've been investigating the anti-Catholic memo that came from that Richmond FBI field office. Has the government become more weaponized against Americans? And if so, why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know, because civil servants or even political appointees, at least in the Justice Department, FBI, should throw politics to the side. But the way that they worked on Trump, even before he was elected, that he was a Russian agent, the way they are using the courts now to do it, they haven't put politics aside. And I sure hope that we have a President Trump that will will forget this word about retribution. I think maybe he has. I haven't heard him talk about it much. But this President Trump has an opportunity to do what Biden said he was going to do in the last election and his inaugural, bring people together. They've divided America up into religious, secular people, black and white people, Hispanics separate from blacks and from Asians. And I don't know how many different divisions we have. We're all Americans. And I want candidate Trump, hopefully Trump presidency, to do what Biden said he was going to do on inaugural day, bring America together. But he's done just exactly the opposite. And I think it has caused Americans to lose faith in our institutions like the FBI. And I want to give you an example of one person that whistleblowers helped me bring to the public's attention, Thibault, and it's spelt in a French way. It's a good example where we had whistleblowers say, you need to look at this guy's, what he's doing and what his social media says. And we got proof that he was starting investigations against Trump on lousy newspaper information. He was stopping investigations of Hunter Biden when there was evidence they should proceed. And he was in charge of starting and stopping all these investigations. And I pointed out to Ray, probably the only time Ray ever did anything that I asked him to do, but he fired the guy, or at least the guy's gone. And then another one is this 1023 example, where I heard from whistleblowers and FBI, and they brought to me this 1023. It took me several months to actually get my hands on it, but they told me what was in it. And even before I got my hands on it, I was trying to get information. What are you doing about this information? No answers. And then even after I made it public, July of last year, it was September 27th before they started questioning this guy. I think his name's Smirnoff, and I never knew who he was, didn't know he existed. I didn't say that what was in the 1023 was truthful or not truthful. I just wanted to know what the FBI was doing. And we found out that this document was existed since June 2020. And here, 2023, almost the end of 2023, they started investigating it. Now, if I hadn't made this 1023 public, this guy had been working for the FBI, paid a couple of hundred thousand dollars over a period of 10, I suppose now you'd say 13 years, and he would still be lying to the FBI.
Jeez.
And he would still be being paid by the taxpayers and still maybe be an agent for the Russians. I don't know for that for sure. But those are some of the things that my oversight has done to make sure the FBI does its job. Hopefully, if they do their job, they're going to reestablish their credibility. But that's why oversight is so important, the checks and balances of government that you learn in eighth grade civics. And I'm going to keep it up, but I want to know whether the FBI is earning their money, and or are they doing, are they being political? And I think they weren't investigating this guy because they didn't want to. They didn't want to get in the Hunter Biden situation.
Right.
And my 1023 forced them to get a person they'd been paying for and trusting. In fact, Ray testified to Congress that he was a credible source of information. So even Ray didn't know what was going on, that this guy was lying to him.
And I hope you get to the bottom of it. Before we go, Senator, I just wanted to get your take. Before, you know, Joe Biden was president, he was vice president, then he was in the Senate for quite a while. You served alongside him. How much has he changed since you knew him as a senator?
Only to this. Well, maybe he's changed a dozen ways, but I can only testify to one. I worked very closely with Biden as a member of the Judiciary Committee. He was chairman of it. We worked on legislation together, not a lot because he's a Democrat and I'm a Republican, but we did work a lot on some things. And I can say this, if he were president of the United States, the way he was a senator, working in a bipartisan way as a senator, we wouldn't have this country going left the way it's going.
So he's changed a great deal.
Yes, he has changed a great deal.
Well, Senator Chuck Grassley, I know you've got a busy schedule. It's such an honor to have you on the show, sir. I'm such a fan of yours. I just think you're such a measured man. You seem like such a good man. And I just really appreciate you taking the time. It's truly an honor.
I'll be glad to be with you again, Lisa, if you want me.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you, sir.
Okay, goodbye.
That was Senator Chuck Grassley. Appreciate him making the time. Appreciate you guys at home for listening every Monday and Thursday, but you can listen throughout the week. Also want to thank John Cassio, my producer, for putting the show together. Until next time.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We'll be right back. Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.